One of the great things about this country is that people celebrate holidays in their own way, from skiing Santas in Maine to an ice menorah in Tennessee. NPR's Rachel Treisman has this roundup.
Most people can only dream of watching Santa climb down their chimney, but in western North Carolina, you can watch him rappel more than 300 feet down a rock formation.
We like to say that Santa uses chimney rock, one of the largest natural chimneys in the world, to prepare for his big job on Christmas Eve.
That's Olivia Slagle of Chimney Rock State Park Management. She says the park has been hosting this event for more than 25 years. Santa climbs down the rock several times over the course of 2 days. Each descent takes about 10 minutes, with photo ops in between.
We also have hikes with an elf.
Slagle says it's a great way for families to get outside, even on days that don't feel Christmassy.
We have had days where it was 60 degrees. The elves were kind of sweating in their velvet costumes.
Up on the housetop, click, click, click. Down through the chimney with those at me.
You think Santa's good driving a sleigh? You should see him on skis. And at the Sunday River Resort in Maine, you can. As many as 300 Santas shoosh down a mountain, beards and all. Here's marketing director Luke Burns.
All of the Santas get on the chairlift. We hold everyone back till everyone's there, and then we let them loose. And it's a free-for-all of Santas skiing down the slope.
The requirements are minimal. You must dress as Santa, but...
Sometimes you get a Christmas tree, sometimes you get a Grinch. It kind of is the unofficial kickoff to the winter Christmas season here in Maine.
Proceeds go to a local youth nonprofit. Last year, the Santas raised $3,000. If warm and fuzzy aren't your holiday thing, the Seinfeld universe has you covered. You can celebrate Festivus, the brainchild of Frank Costanza, played by Jerry Stiller.
At the Festivus dinner, you gather your family around and tell them all the ways they have disappointed you over the past year.
Even though Festivus is a made-up holiday, many people celebrate it for real on December 23rd. The Ginger Man, a pub in Irving, Texas, sets up a microphone so people can participate in the traditional Festivus airing of grievances, explains general manager Megan Heiser.
There was this one woman who didn't have any grievances with her family. It was mostly traffic issues.
The event drew about 80 like-minded people last year. Why else would folks venture out of their cozy homes the night before Christmas Eve to gripe in a crowded bar? Here's self-described Seinfeld superfan and bar regular Mark McKee.
If somebody knows Festivus well enough to show up to a Festivus party, then they got a friend in me.
Chattanooga, Tennessee has got its own spin on Hanukkah.
The marquee Hanukkah celebration here in Chattanooga is Hanukkah on Ice.
That's Rabbi Shaul Perlstein, co-director of Chabad at Chattanooga, which organizes the event. The festivities begin with a parade of cars topped with menorahs, which winds its way through town, ending up at an outdoor ice rink.
We have a 6-foot chiseled out ice menorah. Everybody skates around it for a little while, and then we do a grand lighting together with some of the dignitaries from town.
Perlstein says Chattanooga's Jewish population is small, but not alone in celebrating Hanukkah.
There are just people who want to show their support, especially this year. But the general message of Hanukkah, I think, is just so important. It's light that dispels darkness. There is no division. It's about bringing the light and love to the world. And I think that that's what the world needs to hear.
So happy holidays, no matter how you celebrate. Rachel Treisman, NPR News.
Dreadle, dreadle.